curators Stephanie D'Alessandro and John Elderfield.
The blue nude and the two sculptures that we see here with the painting represent a break for Matisse with the way he had been working previously. The sculpture was a very important part of his early career, and often he made small figural sculptures that related to his paintings one way or another. These tended to be works that he saw as sort of momentary breaks while he was painting that could help him refine his ideas and clarify forms before he went back to his paintings. And this is a particularly interesting example where Matisse actually comes to the sculpture before he comes to the painting. And that relationship between painting and sculpture becomes very important, don't you think, John?
Yeah, and we know that Blue Nude was created after the beginning of the sculpture Reclining Nude One, but was completed after it.
Doesn't he say, in fact, that one particular time when he's working on the sculpture where he's so engrossed with what he's doing that in his movements to work on the sculpture, he literally knocks it off the turntable and then shrieks, and his wife comes running to sort of help him. I love the idea that when he says he reaches for a canvas, before he goes to repair the sculpture, he paints the beginning of what will become Blue Nude, but he almost seems to paint his remembrance of the sculpting of the work rather than a sort of a fresh new painting.